Chapter 16. Off to the Fair. The night before the county fair, everybody went to bed early. Fern and Avery were in bed by 8. Avery lay dreaming that the Ferris wheel had stopped and that he was on the top car. Fern lay dreaming that she was getting sick in the swings. Lurvy was in bed by 8:30. He lay dreaming that he was throwing baseballs at a cloth cat and winning a genuine Navajo blanket. Mr. and Mrs. Zuckerman were in bed by 9. Mrs. Zuckerman lay dreaming about a deep freeze unit. Mr. Zuckerman lay dreaming about Wilbur. He dreamt that Wilbur had grown until he was 116 feet long and 92 feet high, and that he won all the prizes at the fair and was covered with blue ribbons and even had a blue ribbon tied to the end of his tail. Down in the barn cellar, the animals too went to sleep early, all except Charlotte. Tomorrow would be fair day. Every creature planned to get up early to see Wilbur off on his great adventure. When morning came, everybody got up at daylight. The day was hot. Up the road at the Arables' house, Fern lugged a pail of hot water to her room and took a sponge bath. Then she put on her prettiest dress because she knew she would see boys at the fair. Mrs. Arable scrubbed the back of Avery's neck and wet his hair and parted it, and brushed it down hard until it stuck to the top of his head, all but about 6 hairs that stood straight up. Avery put on clean underwear, clean blue jeans, and a clean shirt. Mr. Arable dressed, ate breakfast, and then went out and polished his truck. He had offered to drive everybody to the fair, including Wilbur. Bright and early, Lurvy put clean straw in Wilbur's crate and lifted it out into the pig pen. The crate was green. In gold letters, it said, "Zuckerman's Famous Pig." Charlotte had her web looking fine for the occasion. Wilbur ate his breakfast slowly. He tried to look radiant without getting food in his ears. In the kitchen, Mrs. Zuckerman suddenly made an announcement. "Homer," she said to her husband, "I'm going to give the pig a buttermilk bath." "A what?" said Mr. Zuckerman. "A buttermilk bath. My grandmother used to bathe her pig with buttermilk when it got dirty. I just remembered." "Wilbur's not dirty," said Mr. Zuckerman proudly. "He's filthy behind the ears," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Every time Lurvy slops him, the food runs down around his ears. Then it dries and forms a crust. He also has a smudge on his side where he lays in the manure." "He lays in clean straw," corrected Mr. Zuckerman. "Well, he's dirty and he's gonna have a bath." Mr. Zuckerman sat down weakly and ate a donut. His wife went to the woodshed. When she returned, she wore rubber boots and an old raincoat, and she carried a bucket of buttermilk and a small wooden paddle. "Edith, you're crazy," mumbled Zuckerman. But she paid no attention to him. Together they walked to the pig pen. Mrs. Zuckerman wasted no time. She climbed in with Wilbur and went to work. Dipping her paddle in the buttermilk, she rubbed him all over. The geese gathered around to see the fun, and so did the sheep and lambs. Even Templeton poked his head out cautiously to watch Wilbur get a buttermilk bath. Charlotte got so interested, she lowered herself on a drag line so she could see better. Wilbur stood still and closed his eyes. He could feel the buttermilk trickle down his sides. He opened his mouth and some buttermilk ran in. It was delicious. He felt radiant and happy. When Mrs. Zuckerman got through and rubbed him dry, he was the cleanest, prettiest pig you ever saw. He was pure white, pink, around the ears and snout, and smooth as silk. The Zuckermans went up to change into their best clothes. Lurvy went to shave and put his old plaid shirt in his purple necktie. The animals were left to themselves in the barn. The 7 gooselings paraded round and round their mother. "Please, please, please take us to the fair," begged a gooseling. Then all 7 began teasing to go. "Please, please, 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 please." They made quite a racket.